The 190-page complaint filed today in Alameda County Superior Court sets the stage for what attorneys hope will be a class action suit that is nationwide in scope. Attorney Todd Snyder charges among the major concerns, in addition to harassment, is the fact that FedEx employees are suffering retaliation from management when they blow the whistle, retaliation in the form of a termination, and intimidating workers to take stress leave.
In order to initiate a process, the aggrieved employee has to go to the manager or another manager who's discriminated against him, who's harassed him, and have an open and frank discussion. Well, quite frankly, they try and have open and frank discussions with these same managers on a day-to-day basis, and they aren't heard. They make complaints to FedEx's human resources department, and nothing happens.
Black Federal Express employees, along with six other minorities, today detail how they are routinely assigned to more dangerous work and work that is more physically taxing than the work assigned their white counterparts. Some of the same attorneys who are handling the Federal Express case handled the Wonder Bread case, in which a judge who gave the jury instructions to follow nonetheless then reduced a $33 million jury award down to $12 million. The same has been done by judges in many cases. Attorney Joaquin McCray.
Well, I can tell you I was bothered by the reduction in a jury verdict in a Wonder Bread case. But I think a class action suit like this will cover a broad range of employees, and I think the courts will be hard-pressed to reduce the awards that come back from the jury in this case.
The prospective class action suit named the company 15 of its managerial employees and seeks damages for race discrimination, wrongful termination, and violation of public policy, retaliation, racial harassment, gender-based discrimination, intentional infliction of emotional distress, fraud, violation of the California Equal Pay and Injunctive Relief Act. Attorney Todd Snyder.
One of the core planks of the injunctive relief we'll be seeking is revision in the policies and practices of FedEx such that employees who've worked at the managerial level, for instance, will be evaluated fairly for promotion to senior management ranks, where there are, in fact, very few African-American employees in the entire nation.
Their preliminary investigation, in which attorneys say they talked to hundreds of employees nationwide, dozens in California, shows that there are few minorities in top-level management. No monetary figure is implicated in the complaint, says Snyder, because national class action suits often settle for billions of dollars. He says the attorneys and employees want to broaden the class to go national.
Once there's a liability finding, in other words, they're finding from the jury that American Express either treats their minority employees differently on purpose or they have policies which disparately impact their minority employees. The trial then moves to a phase two wherein it's presumed that FedEx discriminates against its employees, and then each individual employee comes in and then proves up their individual damages.
When it was suggested by a reporter that most of the damage awards and class action suits go to the attorneys, counsel Guy Wallace says that's not true. As plaintiffs at a class action suit, he says, get nearly 80% of the awards. San Jose employee Rosa Olmos and Oakland Hub worker Lasagna Walker say the money isn't an issue. They want major changes that'll make a difference, they say, in how they're treated at work.
We as a group have decided to do this collectively. We voted on this, and the lawyers didn't taint us with one way or another.
One more comment.
When I first came, I was approached about this lawsuit. The first thing I asked the lawyers, why are we here for? Are we here for changes or is it just money? I said, if we're here for money, I don't want to even be involved.
At the moment, we're in a climate in which the courts have given the Bush administration carte blanche to hold people without charging them or allowing them to consult lawyers. The Patriot Act, being blasted by lawyers, is giving the administration the right to arrest and convict so-called expected terrorists without a civilian trial. With the climate as it is, one wonders, is this a good time to file a class action lawsuit?
With the present climate, well, that's a factor, but you got to remember this case will be the long haul, and it'll probably be, you know, at least 2 or 3 years before this matter is resolved. And I'm sure the climate will be quite different by the point of resolution than it is right now.
That was Guy Wallace.
The attorneys say that they're looking to have a judge certify the case as class action, at which time they'll take it nationwide. Wendell Harper reporting for KPFA News.